Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And now, coming to you live from atop the Goldenrod City Radio Tower, it's the one, the only, Puckle TCG Cast.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another exciting episode of the Puckle TCG Cast with your new host, Basket. We've got a great episode for you today, all about the new seasonal special set, Champion's Path. But it's not just me today, Puckle Pals. Today we have joining us two illustrious co-hosts. First, he's sour, then he's sweet, pirouetting out of the pumpkin patch this Halloween. It's Sublime Manic.
Hello. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so happy to be talk to you, Basket. You're one of my favorite people in the world. If someone offered me a biscuit, I'd say, I don't want the biscuit. I want Basket. I want Basket's art.
Awesome. I love you too, buddy. All right. Now, bow your heads and take a knee as the King of Wallandia himself deigns to grace us with his presence. It's Dr. Shamu.
Hello. Hello. It's been a good long while.
It has. It has. I don't think I've been on a episode with you in a while, like in the regular show or this.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah. Popping over here and there.
All right. So how have you guys been doing lately?
Not bad. Struggling at the product we're talking about today. You know, the life.
All right. Well, we're not going to do a new segment. I haven't really figured out a way to put it in there to my liking because there's just so much that comes out all the time.
Yeah, it's not worth... Yeah, there's always, like, a trickle. It's always just a slow trickle.
We can, like, if we're just talking about product releases, I can go over just about the generics of it.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
So, maybe from that, I'm not sure of everything, but main thing is that Champions Pass has come out. We've had 3-pin boxes come out. We've got a... Well, the ETB has released, and there were the 2 Stone Side and Third Chester Jewel Packs that came out. Like, I think probably a couple days after this gets published. And then Surfetched V is now out on the market. Darks of the Blaze came out a while ago. But, yeah, the main thing as far as I can remember that's come out is mainly Champion's Path, and the Surfetched V is now roaming around.
Nice. Get your Surfetched, people.
Yeah, and if you can find Champion's Path, grab it.
Yeah.
In case you just leave it sealed and sell it later, selling for double.
Yeah, these are not coming out in booster packs. These are only coming out in what are they called? Help me out with these guys. The
it's not really. I don't want to say
they're like mini sets, right?
It's the holiday set.
Yeah,
it's like Hidden Fates, but it's just
it's always only... cursed to try to acquire because this is the only way you can get it.
Yeah, it's just the only thing instead of like shiny Pokemon. Well, there's shiny Pokemon in there technically, but. Instead of, like, a whole shiny mini set, it's just 2 cards that's driving sales insane, which is good old Charizard tax, you know.
Yep. All right. So, I want you all to close your eyes. Let's take a deep breath. Let's feel the sun in our skin, the sand between your toes, and let that cool summer breeze ruffle those luscious locks as we walk hand in hand down the Champion's Path.
Grab your ice-cold Corsola Cola and pull up a chair. It's time for Tropical Beach.
Okay, now this set has some real stinkers and some real winners. And we'll roll out the red carpet and let you start, Shamu.
Okay, but first, before we go through these, we should just say that there are some reprints. We're not going to cover those, like Elder Gods V, Marnie Professor's Research. There are some decent reprints, we're just not going to hit them.
They're old news.
Yeah. But the first one, the good old whale, Wailord V. Water Pokemon with 280 HP, basic of course. For one water, you have Pump Up, attach up to three water energy from your discard pile to this Pokemon. And then for four water energy, you have Ocean Wave. Flip three coins, it's attacked with 120 damage times the number of heads. And it's got the normal V rule, weakness to lightning, no resistance, and a retreat of four. It's a Pokemon.
It's a lot of HP.
It's a lot of HP. It's got at least a basic starter attack. It could be worth, could just have the four water energy attack, could just have Ocean Wave. At least it had the way to get water energy onto it.
I do wish it, you know what I would love is it let you attach from your discard to your bench.
If it was more of a generic starter.
With that much HP, yeah.
Well, we do have that coin flip stadium that lets you reflip your coins. So, I mean, power up turn one, then you've got Ocean Wave, and you can just redo that if you don't like the outcome.
You could.
So this does have the potential, and it also has, I mean, I'm not saying it's going to be great.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it's definitely not a crappy card because you can throw the Cape of Toughness on it, power up that HP, attach the three water energy with its first attack, you're ready to go. It's kind
of
cool.
It has potential. Like, that's the one thing about a lot of the cards here. Like, they have potential, but unless the meta gets slower or weaker or something, they just, it's underwhelming. Because if you're looking at this, you're assuming you're going to get two out of three heads, so you do 240. That's...
For four energy, that's not impressive.
And, like, yeah, you have ways to get up there, which, like, I always like that. Like, okay, yeah, your first attack, you can get up to four, and you also have Frostmoth, and there's other stuff to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you have to assume you're not going to get three heads every time. 240, it's just, that's...
Yeah, it's unreliable, it's inconsistent. You might do zero. Like, yeah, you might do 360, but you might also do zero.
Yeah. There are ways to make it work. It's just, it's just not right there, and that's a theme with the set. A lot of things are just like, they could be if something changes, but they're just like, they're like halfway. They're like it's up to the better option already.
Exactly, yeah.
Totally.
All right, so we'll move on to Gardevoir V, basic Pokemon. For one psychic energy, it has Magical Shot, you do 30 damage. For two psychic and a colorless, Overflowing Wave, 120 plus damage. This attack does 80 more damage if you healed any damage from this Pokemon during this turn. Weakness to metal times 2, resistance none, retreat cost 2. How do we feel about this?
Why do they hate Gardevoir this generation?
they made some synergy with another card we'll talk about, a trainer we'll talk
which
about
which is
later.
Terrible, I think, that other card.
It's not really good.
It's not good either.
We can talk about that.
We might as well, because, like, they're related.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we talking about the canned food?
Yeah, strange canned food. So, I'll just take it real quick. So it's a heal, it's an item card, heal 80 damage from one of your Pokemon with a psychic energy attached to it, and then discard a psychic energy from that Pokemon. Like, unless there's something, like, super good later on that, like, a lot of these things could just spike if, say, something else comes out that makes them strong enough, but it's just, like, to do that, and then you have to have a 3 energy attack to do 200.
Yeah, it's kind of silly, because, I mean, the idea, when you first think about it, the idea is kind of cool, you know, you heal your Pokemon and then you hit for extra damage, like, what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Well, but you have to have 4 energy in order to heal with it to get that extra, because it's going to throw one of them off.
Yeah, with the canned goods.
Also, why is Magical Shot so bad? Like, there are so many things that do 30 and have a rider, you know? Like, Eternatus, you know, attaches on top of doing 30. Why do they hate Gardevoir? I just don't understand.
Yeah.
Just 30? Not something, like, not petty? Like, you could have done 10 to the bench, at least. You know?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. I was just going to say that.
Nothing? Wow, okay.
Honestly, I'd be okay with this even having, like, 30 draw card. Like, I think that would be a fine rider for what it's trying to do. And there are other ways to heal it as well.
Like, you could have had it do anything. It's just, like, it's clearly underpowered for the investment. And you know what the Kiss of Death is? Weakness to metal.
Yeah.
No, that's the fact that it had the VMAX.
Yeah, that too. With the weakness to metal. Let's transition to that, then. Oh, yeah, so we also get Gardevoir VMAX, which has 320 HP, which is on the lower end for a VMAX. And you have Max Cure, which is 2 psychic and a colorless, so 3 energy again. And it only does 180 damage, but heals 50. But there's no extra damage when you heal. So it's like you do even less damage than Gardevoir.
It's just upsetting.
Yeah, and with 320, yeah, you're healing 50 each time, so maybe that's why they put it a bit lower, but that's not enough.
It's
not enough damage or enough healing. Like, the numbers are off, I feel like. And for 3 prizes?
Yeah. It's like, they're just...
I don't know why they hate Gardevoir.
Yeah. They made it good before.
Remember when Gardevoir won Worlds?
I do. I remember, like, multiple Gardevoir decks were, like, viable.
A thing, and now we have this.
Yeah. Goodbye, Gardevoir.
I don't know why they hate Gardevoir.
All right, Shamu, take us on to the next Pokemon.
All right. We've got Galarian Cursula V, psychic type, 190 HP, basic, of course. Ability, Eating Aura. As long as this Pokemon is your active Pokemon, when your opponent attaches an energy from their hand to one of their Pokemon, put 3 damage counters on to that Pokemon. And for 1 psychic and a colorless, you can do Hollow Missile, which is 60 damage, and put 3 damage counters on your opponent's bench Pokemon in any way you like. Standard VMAX rule, takes 2 prizes when knocked out, weakness to dark, resistance of fighting, and retreat of 2. You guys, when I looked at this card initially, I was like, this isn't really a good card, but...
But by this set standards, it's one of the better cards.
the thing that makes it, like, kind of viable is Eating Aura, because there are those decks that just like, oh, if they attach an energy, they just get punished, like, there's the Arctozolt stuff, and this is just, yeah, this is a 2 prize card. But you just
it
throw it
also
out there
requires the active spot for the ability to
turn
it on.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah,
never mind.
Yeah.
It's back to garbage.
I would have liked this card a lot more if it could have worked from the bench.
Or
if it had more HP.
I didn't realize it was active, even though I said it.
Yeah.
Well, it's still garbage. Arctozolt is better.
I mean, yeah, if it was doing it from the bench, I mean, I would want this in every psychic deck
could
I had.
Imagine
just
if
to...
it stacked from
oh,
the
man.
Bench. That'd be really cool.
That'd be beautiful.
Yeah, like, if for that, like, that type of deck, too, and just having a tactic that's like, oh, you get to do 60 plus spread 3, like, yeah, that's passable, because you're essentially, your whole game is just to, like,
spread,
like, whittle them down over time via the ability
energy
to
punishment, attack. Plus you can
probably still even make a deck with, like, Arctozolt in this, it's just, I don't think I would. Like, it's still not out of the question.
I do kind of like, the ability, because it's like, I like the idea of, like, you know, getting your hand, and it's like, well, I have this, like, strong Pokemon, but I need time to power it up, so I'll throw out this Galarian Cursula V and have it do some damage while the other opponent is setting up. I do kind of like that idea, but because its retreat cost is 2, it's like, why would I waste, you know, any more of my resources?
Also, it has to be from their hand. Like, there's a lot of ways right now to attach from the discard pile.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
So, it's just not enough.
It's just that, and to have a lead like that, I'd rather it not be a 2 prize mon if I can help it.
Mm-hmm.
If
it's with 190 only... HP, which is also pretty low for 2 prizes.
Yeah, it's just the fact that it's a 2 prizer, and it's just very techy. It's like, I'd rather run something else that helps me establish my board before something that's just slowly kind of whittling away.
Although I will say, if we were to get a lot of support that discards energy off your opponent's stuff, that could be interesting. But as it is now, it's not enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think Arctozolt does the job better because like the fossil stuff. I just think that's probably going to be better for the time being.
And when fossils are better, you know.
Yeah. They're like halfway. Yeah. They just need a couple support cards again, and I think they're back online because a lot of the fossils are good, actually. I think. Like, one of them is bad.
They usually make fossils good because they're, like, a hassle.
Yeah.
Yeah, they gotta make up for it some way.
They have to, it's like, because it's a hassle, they usually have something that seems promising.
Alright, so let's move on over to Machamp. He is fighting, HP 170, stage 2. For fighting in a colorless, he has Macho Revenge. 20 times damage. This attack does 20 damage for each fighting Pokemon in your discard pile. And for 2 fighting in a colorless... Dynamite Punch, 200 damage. This Pokemon also does 50 damage to itself. Times 2 weakness to psychic. Resistance is none. Retreat cost, 3. I put this in here because I like fun sort of tech cards. where I like the idea of having Machamp as a one prize late game cleaner. And the only reason why I'm even like playing with that idea, because he's a stage two and there's all that stuff you need to get that Pokemon out. The reason why I like that is because of Eternatus being weak to fighting. That's the only reason. That's the only reason I'm bringing him up. If you have a fighting deck and you've got, you know, some heavy hitters that might be extra prize cards, having a Machamp out there that you might be able to throw in as a late game cleanup, that would be kind of cool, but it's not going to work.
I wish it was 30 damage instead of 20.
Yeah, because that's first attack.
That I takes like, a lot. That's like I like attacks that have no ceiling, right?
Yeah.
But 20, and it has to be fighting type, and it's a stage 2, that's asking a lot.
Yeah, it is.
That's the one thing, I really like that attack for that card. Because like, that's like, oh, this thing could be fun, but like after like a while of like sitting on it, I'm like, you know, like I would need 9 in the discard just to do 180.
Yeah.
And you're already losing 1 to 2 just being a stage 2 because they're under your Pokemon.
So you're taking up you're taking up a good amount of deck space because it's a stage 2, too.
Yeah. It's just one of those things where it's just, and then that's like, okay, you have 9 in the discard. That means you have 9 in the discard, and assuming you're trying to actually make a viable board, you've got 4 or so on the bench, and you have to have more in the deck, too. It's like you're looking at like half a deck of fighting Pokemon just have a viable, like a good ceiling. And then at that point, you're just like, well, my engine's kind of dead because I'm running 30 Pokemon just to make this thing work. Like, it's cute. I wish it was a bit better. Like, 30 damage, I think, would make it worse than I think.
Would maybe make it, like, you could consider it if it were 30, but at 20, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's asking a lot.
All right. So, let's move on from the disappointing Machamp on to Alcremie V. Take it away, Sublime. Yeah.
It's a psychic type. Because that's where we're at now. What fairy types? It has 170 HP. It's a basic, because that's how we do with the V. We like that. First attack is called Scattered Sugar. And it costs 1 psychic energy, and you just heal 30 damage from each of your benched Pokemon. And then its second attack is called Sweet Splash. For 1 psychic and 2 colorless, it does 100 damage. And then if the defending Pokemon is a basic, it can't attack during your opponent's next turn. Which is, you know, something. And it's weak to metal, resistance of 2. Oh, no, not retreat of 2, resistance to nothing. Kind of surprised, because, you know, fairies used to have resistance.
Yeah, I think it's just the fact that it's just pure fairy and they're just not giving them resistance at all.
Yeah, that's a nerf.
It's a little hard, too, with how the types have changed, I think.
True, but, like, I could have seen it happen.
Yeah, like, it's not good, but it's not bad. At least you have, like, attacks that can stall, kind of. It depends on what you're fighting.
The damage is terrible.
The damage is terrible. The damage is terrible. Yes.
The HP is low.
Yeah.
It's weak to metal.
It's not looking good for it. But
it's not looking good. It's not looking... But there is a VMAX, so it might not even matter, right? Like, that's not why
right.
you... Yeah. You have to play it if you want the VMAX.
Right. This is honestly one of my favorite cards. I love this card, the VMAX.
Oh, yeah.
This is like, it's one of the cards I really wanted to talk about, and I'm glad I get to. So we have... Oh, Creamy V. Or do you have any opinions on Creamy V basket before I just run through?
Oh, I mean, not really. The only thing that I would say is that it narrowly beats out Grapplocked.
Sure.
Because it has the same basic sort of stall attack where you do some damage and the defending Pokemon can't attack the next turn. And it does more damage, the Creamy V, if you can believe that. And I don't have the card in front of me, but I think it's about the same energy cost. So, yeah, I just wanted to put that out.
Let me see.
Grapplocked, you done messed up.
It almost does, yeah, because Grapplocked does, like, yeah, it's got the, Grapplocked has the, like, 3 energy attack, which that, like, prevents basics from attacking for 1 fighting, and then it can do, like, 220 for 2 fighting and a colorless if you get a heads. So it's like, yay, right? Like,
if only Switch wasn't in basically every deck.
Yeah. Alright, so now we have Alcremie VMAX, psychic as well, 310 HP. For 1 colorless, you have Decorate. For each of your benched Pokemon, search your deck for a psychic energy and attach to that Pokemon, then shuffle your deck. And then for 2 psychic energy, you have G-Max Finale, 60 times damage. So you may discard any number of energy attached to your Pokemon, including benched. This attack does 60 damage for each energy discarded in this way, VMAX rules, so they take 3 prizes when it's knocked out, weakness to metal, resistance to none, retreat of 3.
And it doesn't say psychic energy either.
No, so essentially, like, this could be bad initially, but it can get better later depending on what support we get. But you could just run this with any sort of energy acceleration as long as you've got 2 psychic energy on this Pokemon, or like Aurora energy or whatever rainbowish energy to make it psychic. And then just play it in like water and just attach all the water energy to everything and just remove it. And then just
You'd have to recover a lot of energy.
You would. We are getting stuff in the future too with water though. We have Nessuck that allows you to like get 4 water energies or Pokemon from your discard back to your hand.
Just, it'd like, be a little weird because it requires it 2 psychics specifically.
Exactly, that's the thing. Like,
and, yeah. It's fighting against Decorate, which searches for psychic energy. But I was thinking about the Frostmoth alchemy nonsense as well.
Like, there are ways to abuse this. It's just that if we get something for psychic, this card would probably definitely see play. Once we get, like, if we get psychic acceleration somehow.
Good psychic acceleration.
Like, yeah, like, decent, like, enough to, like, it could probably be a little jank, but not, like, too jank.
It's jank at the moment, but there could be some hypothetical world where it will no longer be jank.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, we've got sets coming out still, and it's like, who knows? And that's what it comes down to. It's just, like, what do we get in the future, and how does the meta shake up? Because this is the card to watch out for, really. Kind of what I'm saying. It's just, it's got a high ceiling.
Yeah, definitely keep your eye on it.
Hey, Puckalonians, it's Sublime Manic. Can't get enough of your favorite flip-flopping podcast? Then check out our social media. You can find links to our Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, and YouTube all from our website, PucklePodcast.com. And you can join our Discord to hang out with your favorite hosts and other Puckalonians. Also, check us out at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast. And if you have an Amazon Prime account, consider subscribing to our Twitch channel. You can also check us out at YouTube at youtube.com/pucklepodcast. And we also have a Patreon if you're able to give anything. At patreon.com/pucklepodcast.
All right, we will move from Alchemy VMAX to Duraludon V. Metal typing, 220 HP, basic Pokemon, ability Hard Coat. This Pokemon takes 30 less damage from attacks. For 3 colorless, it has Gatling Slug, 10 plus damage. This attack does 40 more damage for each metal energy attached to this Pokemon. When your Pokemon V is, takes 2 prize cards. Weakness to fire. And for some reason, I'm not seeing the retreat cost.
But it's probably a lot, because it's a Duraludon.
I think it's like 3.
Yeah.
I have the page open, though, so I'll find it real quick. Resistance to grass, retreat of 3.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I mean, its attack has no ceiling, which is cool. I don't know how you're going to get the metal energy on him fast enough to do that. But I thought it was worth mentioning.
Yeah, it's one of those cards I agree. Like, it would be an option. It's just the fact, too, with Metal getting Aegislash V in the next set, I believe. So it's just like, this would have been a replacement, except we have something already replacing it immediately after. The Mega Metagross EX that also had, like, Gatling Slug, and then there was a old Genesect that had the same kind of attack, where it's like, it's colorless, but for each metal you do more, like, this could be a good card, but it's just the fact that the amount we're getting for each metal is not high enough in the current format. Mm-hmm. It's just, and it could be maybe later on, maybe if there's like a Duraludon V, you might use it as a baby, or as a Duraludon V Max. You might see this one seeing play just as the baby version, just to like.
Also, metal is not like struggling for options at the moment.
No,
either.
Like, you're using your Zacian for offensive generally, and then like, Aegislash should be your tech option anyways. So, like, the slot this would have is going to Aegislash. Like.
Alright. So, are we ready to move on?
I think so.
Yeah, let's move on. To something we thought we were getting before, but now we're finally getting. And that is Obstagoon. It says Galarian Obstagoon, but that seems redundant.
It is. That's how it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
they use the tech to, like, show that it's from this region, I guess.
Yeah.
In case they do it later on.
Or the most redundant thing. Anyway, it's a Stage 2 Darkness type with 170 HP, and it has the ability Bad Ruler, which says, once during your turn, you may have your opponent discard cards from their hand until they have 4 cards left. Yeah. And then it has an attack, Knuckle Impact, which is 3 colorless, so you can splash it. It's splashable. Does 180 damage and it can't attack the next turn. It's weak to grass, retreat cost of 2 and no resistance.
A Resistance of
Gray. Wait, I'm a little confused. I'm seeing two different...
Oh, you want to know what? Yeah. I think the Duraludon's Resistance got cut off here.
Oh.
Ah, that would make a lot more sense. Yeah, because it says beneath, it says Resistance
Grass. Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah,
but it's to grass.
Sorry, guys, we're dealing so with technical difficulties.
Fine. Like, listen, dark is where it's at in my heart. And we got a dark deck that's good right now, so I'm happy about that. And it already runs Zigzagoon, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Be that as it may, there are a lot of reasons why you might not necessarily run this card. It's a stage 2. It's clunky because it's a stage 2.
I don't think you're going to run this as just a generic tech, but there are some
right.
decks
it that, wouldn't be bad to have a one of as a tech.
Well, the thing is, there's already a Galarian Obstacle deck with Decidueye, so you would just splash this in as a one of tech.
Yeah, you'd put it in
your, like,
that,
three
right.
or two of line of the other Obstacle, and that's what I would do with it. Like, I don't think I would just do a generic splash. You could.
And the thing about the ability is, if your opponent is discarding, they might have stuff they want to discard. You might be helping your opponent.
Yeah, it's that, too, and then you also got, like, some decks just draw like crazy, but not all do. Like, it comes down to that if they actually have a lot of cards in hand, then it's just like, oh... Well, that didn't do anything because they have five cards.
Just play Marnie. Just play Marnie.
Yeah, doing Marnies and stuff is probably better in the long run. It's just that this could come up.
It's not a stage 2.
It could come up.
This is one of the better cards in the set.
Definitely. I super like this card as a tech. I love
it is a very good tech.
I love the options it brings because those giant those decks that are just pulling cards. I would so love to have this and just be able to just slap it down and be like, oh yeah, I thought you were being real cool, weren't you?
Yeah,
it also gets around stuff that blocks basic attack.
And the attack, I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at.
No,
I mean, it's not something that I would be investing in unless, you know, I was on the back foot, but like, that's a decent attack. And
it's all colorless too, so you can splash this.
Yeah, and the dark energy that gives you the free retreat cost, you know, you can just switch it out and go again. So
it's great, but it's one of the better cards in the set.
It's going to shine a lot in like the Obstacle Decidueye deck.
Yeah.
The hitting for 180 also helps out with damage, like with some numbers there, because like the Obstacle itself does like 90, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, overall, so, like, it's good enough.
It's at the point where like with the little Zigzagoons and everything else ticking away at stuff, like... That 180 will be able to probably get a kill here and there. And I mentioned with other decks running Zigzagoon, like, most decks run Zigzagoon just for the single damage counter. They don't want to...
Yeah,
generally
you
don't
just
want
scoop
to evolve
up.
It. Yeah, you just want to leave
it's
it
more
there.
Like Zigzag Scoop, you know?
Yeah. Like, you could in the future run it if that's the thing. Like, you really just need that, like, that just option to, like, deal with these accelerating decks. You could just tech in a rare candy or two with some Obstagoons if it's really that much of an issue. But...
I'd get a copy of it, though.
Oh, yeah, no, I would definitely
get a copy of it.
Make sure you have a copy of this. Yeah. Because this could see, like, this could be very much a something in the future.
Yeah, totally.
All right, Shamu, take
us
forward.
We've got Lucario V fighting with 210 HP basic Pokemon. For one fighting, you can do Aura Sphere for 40 damage, does 20 damage to one of your opponent's benched Pokemon. Don't apply weakness and resistance. Already one step ahead of a Gardevoir V. For two fighting on a colorless, you can do Beat Smash, 180. Pokemon can't use Beat Smash during your next turn. The VMAX rule, weakness to Psychic, no resistance, retreat of two. It's better than Gardevoir.
I was about to say, you see what you can do with one energy?
It's better than Gardevoir, but also worse than Gardevoir, because it's just like, oh, you do 180, then you do 40, then you do 180, then you do 40.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. It's not a good card. Like, I don't see a reason to even run this. Ever.
No.
Like,
no.
At least you have the snipe, at least.
yeah, that's what I was going to say. The only thing that I can imagine is somebody is worried about some card in the meta that they might not be able to take out when they want to, and they can bring this out and just snipe it for the win or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's such an off-base sort of idea.
Cramorant. Isn't there a Cramorant that just like a basic non-V Cramorant that just snipes?
Oh, yeah.
I think there is, yeah.
Yeah, because I think I'd rather just run that at that point. And just, if I have to run a different type of energy, I'll just run one aura energy for it. It's just like, eh. It's just They just
this
would have
been a great candidate for Venusaur best.
They had to give it to us because they gave it to Japan in their little starter decks, you know. So that's the only reason
so
we're
like,
getting
throw it in that set. No, yeah,
it's also why we're getting this. We're getting this next card, which I personally think is actually half decent.
I agree.
Oh yeah, yeah. So Incineroar V, Fire, HP 220, basic Pokemon. For 2 fire and a colorless, Grand Flame, 90 damage. Attach up to 2 fire energy from your discard pile to one of your benched Pokemon. For 3 fire energy and a colorless, Flare Driver, 220 damage. This Pokemon does 30 damage to itself. When your Pokemon V is knocked out, your opponent takes 2 prize cards, weakness, times 2 water, resistance is none, retreat cost of 3.
You know what type doesn't have enough energy acceleration? Fire.
Well, it's actually going to matter more, too, once fire stuff, all the fire like support rotates, like, next year.
Yeah.
Because that's what this, like, this card will probably not see much right now, but once that rotation happens, this card could jump up a bit. Because, like, yeah, it's, like, 3 energy to get to that acceleration, but being able to do 2 fire energy for an attack and also be doing a little bit, like, I think it's the same attack as that one Arcanine, actually, if I remember right. Got, like, there was Arcanine deck a while back that had Grand Flame, I think. But it's just, like, this is not bad energy acceleration.
No, it's not.
What it is.
Yeah. And to do 90, which is not nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
90s. Like, 3 energy to do 90 is bad, but it's not nothing.
90, to do 90 and accelerate and just for 1 more energy, you're going to hit for 220.
Like, you're paying not for the damage, you're paying for the acceleration.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got Welder, and then you place 1 more on there, and
yeah,
then,
you could do
bam,
it. And you know what would be flame. So fun? You could discard, like, get something to discard the flame, and on top of the welder, you could get so much energy so fast.
Oh, yeah, like, with
on
fire acceleration, you definitely can.
Yeah, it's wild how much fire energy you could put on the board super quick. Yeah. And this just, like, exacerbates it. Yeah, this is, I think, one of the better cards, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. It's one of those things,
it really
like,
is.
It might be playing out, it might not. I'm more leaning to not right this very second, but in the future, it definitely could be something to keep an eye out for.
It's not a bad card, for sure.
No.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a sleeper right now, but extreme potential for the for the very near future.
And just
some people might experiment with it. We'll see. Yeah. But yeah, good card.
Most of the actual costs for these cards, too, right now are not that much. It's more of less like the like full arts and secret rares that are actually worth a lot. So
yeah, this is
get
definitely a collector set.
It is. And you can definitely get a lot of these cards for probably under, like, $3, I would say.
But not this next one.
this next one's actually, it's very good, but it's also a very low cost card.
It is the clear winner.
It is the best card in this
It definitely
probably.
Is, yeah.
Tell us about it, Sublime.
Yeah, it's gonna be Altaria, which is a colorless with 110 HP. It is a stage 1, so, you know, you gotta run a Swablu with it. But its ability is why we're all here, which it has the Miracle Guard ability. Prevent all damage done to this Pokemon by attacks from your opponent's Pokemon V and Pokemon GX. They said, we know they're still in the format. Don't try it. it also has unattack because you gotta have an attack. Its attack is Mach Flight, but for 2 colorless, you do 60 damage. Weakness to lightning, resistance to fighting, and a retreat cost of 1. It walls Vs and GXs. That's what it does.
It does what Decidueye does, but just doesn't attack, and it's easier to get out.
Yeah, it's stage 1, like, they need an answer to it. Like, they have to have an answer to it. There are answers to it. There are plenty of answers to it, but it does demand that they have an answer on hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the majority of the ADP, it'll just wall, which is great.
Until Aegislash V comes out.
You're correct.
That's why everyone, like, once Vivid Voltage comes out, that deck just gets dumb. Again.
but like people are having to slot in techs against it.
Yeah. And that's why I think they're running the baby Duraludon they run, I think.
Exactly.
It just helps acceleration and deals with
right, like fire decks will slot in the Volcanion.
Yeah.
Like dark decks have their Hoopas. Like there's But it does, you know, it's gonna impact the meta.
It makes you play around it.
Exactly. You have to play around it. You can't ignore it. So
yeah.
All right, so we'll move on to the trainers. We only have one here.
We talked about
strange canned food. go ahead and take that one.
All right. We've got Rotom Phone, which is an item card. Look at the top 5 cards of your deck. Choose the card you find there, shuffle your deck, and put that card on top of your deck. Okay.
It's not bad. It's really not bad. It's
not terrible, but it's also like, it could be worse.
Yeah, it's one of those consistency cards that if you have other cards that go well with it, it could really help you out. It's an item card, so you can
It's not bad with stuff like Crobat running around, but it's just one of those things too where that it could be a better card, to be honest. Like that might be better off just being another switch or another like even a hammer might not even be bad. But it is a consistency card if you really need it. Or if you have a deck that's like, hey, like draw three or something like that, then it's like, okay, that's not.
It's kind of slow and it's kind of clunky, but it does, you know, help.
Yeah.
With consistency.
Yeah.
And just to, just cause it's here, the, strange canned food, I just want to tell everybody there's some people I was looking online. There's some people who are really hyped for strange canned food and Gardevoir. Do not believe that hype. It is not going to be anything really.
Like, at least you have to reattach and you're only doing 200. Like, that's not,
it's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. If you were not discarding the psychic energy, then, you know, fine, whatever.
80 like, for, like, if it just healed 80 off of a psychic type, that would be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be great, but it'd be fine.
Yeah, yeah, I still wouldn't play it. Like, the idea that you have to discard the psychic energy, it just turns it into trash, in my really personal does. Opinion.
It's like an upgraded specific super potion. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather have it, if it's at all HP, I think I'd be more okay with it.
Yes. Oh, for sure.
If it was, like, a type specific max potion, I think I'd be like, okay, yeah, that's totally fine. Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, that gives 100%.
Like a niche.
Because like, if you're gonna throw away that energy, like you got to give me something for that.
At 80, you know? Yeah.
And 80 HP is not not worth it in my opinion.
I'm totally down for psychic being like the healing archetype essentially, where like all their stuff is like, oh yeah, we just heal and do all this like clerical stuff, but we lose some energy.
I'd be totally down for that, being
their new niche, like how water has like. Fast, like some certain like types have fast acceleration. Some of them
just niches shift like, over time, right? Like what each type can do changes over time.
Yeah, like, and I would, and if that's the way it's going, is like this like psychic cleric sort of deal in the future, that would be awesome. I would be totally down for that. But this is not the way to start that.
No,
definitely not.
Okay, now that we've shown you the best that this set has to offer, which is not a whole lot, but let's move on to our newest segment, the Venusaur Best.
Before you marches a titan. Do not be ashamed of the fear inside you. Embrace it as you witness the Venusaur Best.
Look, you guys, it's a Venusaur.
Okay, now everybody's favorite segment, the Venusaur Best. We're going to have Sublime come and start us out.
Because it's the Venusaur Best, I felt that we had to include Venusaur V. Because it's a V card. Venusaur got a V card. And don't you feel bad for all the, like, they make way more V cards than they do good V cards, you know? And it's always been that way with EXs, with GXs. Like, yeah, they make a bunch, but that doesn't mean they're all created equal, you know? And poor Venusaur, it has 220 HP and two expensive attacks. The first one is Pollen Bomb, which costs 2 grass and a colorless, and it does 80 damage. So, you know, maybe in an alternate reality, like, canned psychic food is being used against this card because it does 80. It also puts the opponent to sleep and poisons them at the same time. Yeah. For 3 energy, you're doing 80 damage. That's something. And then, I guess you technically do more because you do poison, so, but still.
It's not the worst. It's not really good, though.
It's not good, but you know what? It's doing its best. It's doing its Venusaur best. That's why we chose it. And the second attack is Solar Typhoon. I guess Beam wasn't interesting enough of a name. It costs 3 grass and 1 colorless, so 4 energy to do 220 damage. Okay. Except then they said, this Pokemon can't use Solar Typhoon during your next turn. They're like, what? What? Okay.
Which is so specific, because they're saying that this Pokemon can't use this move. It's not one of those things that you can try and get around. It's just, you cannot do this again. We're not letting you.
You could do a scene. Okay.
You could switch it out or whatever, but yeah, like, still, the effect for four energy, like, why are you doing this? Why did you put four energy on Venusaur? That's my first question. Why did you do that to yourself?
Could you switch it out? I'm just wondering because I don't remember this specific wording before, that, like, the Pokemon can't use this specific move during your next turn.
It would say you can't use the move, like... I think
it'll say during your next turn, this Pokemon can't. Yeah, I think it just put the during your next turn at the end instead of the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay.
What it would say is, like, if you can't use a move next turn, it would say, like, you cannot use Solar Typhoon during your next turn.
Right. Like, Pokemon, if you look at Zacian V, it says during your next turn, this Pokemon can't attack. And this says you can't use Solar Typhoon, so you could switch between your 80 damage and your 220.
You could.
So over two turns, you're doing 300 damage. And, like, that's like basically 150 a turn.
You're doing, like, 340 because of poison?
Yeah. And then, like, four energy to do that.
It's two turns plus optimal RNG type stuff. Right.
It's doing its Venusaur best. That's why I chose it.
Like, you could do stuff with poison, maybe, but I think if I'm playing a poison deck, I'd rather play Toxtricity V.
Exactly.
I'd rather play that than
so
that.
So it's like, don't you hate when there's like a V card that's a Pokemon that you love, but it's not enough? That's Venusaur V.
It's always upsetting. It's always upsetting
when that happens.
The only thing that would change it up is if we get a VMAX maybe, and it's like, oh, it just does like, if a Pokemon's poisoned, it can't retreat or it takes like...
Well, you know, I'm sure they will make a Venusaur VMAX at some point.
We'll get one eventually.
Or Dynamax, right, exactly.
It's
so.
Just not yet.
It'd be a Gigantamax, right?
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, all right.
It did its best.
Shamu, which Pokemon did you choose?
I picked Scrafty. Dark Pokemon, 120 HP, stage 1. For one dark, it has Corner for 30 damage. Defending Pokemon can't retreat during your opponent's next turn. Sure, whatever.
They hate Gardevoir.
Yeah. Okay, this is stage 1. It had to have a bit better than just 30 damage. Okay? But, where they tried was with Bad Brawl. For one dark and two colorless, it does 90 plus damage. If you played Piers this turn, this attack does 90 more damage. It's weak to grass, two retreat cost, no resistance. Like, they tried to make it like, oh, here's some trainer support. And it's just like, it's dark. It's dark and you have to play a supporter to do 180. Like, Piers is a good card. It's just to do that, to do this, and then it's like, oh, there's a turn that's doing more for easy.
And there's a lot of turns where, like, you're gonna have to play something that's not Piers, even if you're trying to run Piers. It's an opportunity cost to play Piers a lot of the time.
And it's just, like, there's no super synergy like Cynthia or anything like that, or, like, other stuff we're getting in the future.
Or the Zygarde with, like, Bonnie's supporter.
Yeah. Like
they've done these before, where they tie
They've done them, yeah. We get more next set. There's, like, at least two next set.
Yeah.
In Vivid Voltage, which one of them's good, one of them's there. Like, at least the synergy between them. But, yeah, this is like, they tried. They definitely tried. It was like, oh, here's some fun supporter stuff, and it's,
Why do they need Carnivore?
All right. Moving on to the last of the Venusaur best. We've got my choice, Rolycoly, Fighting, HP 70, Basic Pokemon. For one colorless, Ram, 10 damage. Weakness to Grass, Resistance to None, Retreat Cost 2. Now, why did I choose Rolycoly for my pick of the Venusaur best? Because there's no evolution cards. It's just him by himself. And if that's not the epitome of world-class unfounded confidence, I have no idea what is.
You know what? It's flashable.
It's not alone.
It's colorless to cost. Splash of Rolycoly.
Oh, man. It is. It is splashable. It's got that going for it.
You want to know what? You can run this in those fire decks. You run some rare candies, you can just take that card that's not in this set and just...
Like, oh, you know what? You know what would be fun? If you paired this with Machamp, because it'll do more damage in your discard pile than I just
Actually, this, like, legitimately, this could work with Machamp, with that. Just, like, accelerating for the fire and the fighting for the Machamp. Like, you could actually do that.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I think this is like a whole mishmash set, so you've got, like, a bunch of random stuff that we didn't get yet into the set. Like, there's a Nickit, there's a Trubbish, let's see what else there is. So, like, that's just them. They don't have an evolution in the set. Like, you've got the Rolycoly, like, it's just, they just threw stuff in here because they had nowhere else for them. There's also a Vulpix. There's a random Vulpix in the set. So it's just like, oh, we don't have a spot for this. Here you go. Like, so yeah, it's probably get a bunch of reprints and a bunch of random cards.
All right. And that will wind it up for the show. I've had a lot of fun with you here today, guys. I hope the listeners have enjoyed our little excursion here. Shamu, you have a great rest of your day.
I shall. You too.
Sublime, take care, my man.
Yeah, let's catch up sometime.
All right. And that's the way the news goes.
Oh, you know what? You know what? Don't put all your chicken eggs in one basket. Gotta share them. Closing time in Lavender Town. Time to say our goodbyes. It's closing time. Farewell, my friends. I'll catch you on the flip side.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.